This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries following the talks to boost the bilateral cooperation in various fields. President of Angola arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. He was accorded a special welcome and received by the Minister of the State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, at the airport. He was accompanied by the high-level delegation, including several ministers, senior officials, the business houses and media. President Lourenço will be accorded at a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. He will also hold bilateral discussions with the President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Amritsar Zonal Unit of the Narcotics Control Bureau dismantled a drug diversion cartel through a four-month-long operation across the four states, seizing drugs worth 547 crore rupees and arresting 15 people. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated the NCB, saying that India is cracking down on the drug cartels and the ruthless aggression. He termed it the giant stride towards building a drug-free Bharat under the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Indian Air Force showcased a spectacular display of its operational capacity on a 3.5-meter airstrip at the Ganga Expressway in Uttar Pradesh, Shahjahanpur district yesterday. The event, a first of its kind, featured advanced fighter jets like the Rafale, Jaguar, Mirage 2000, Su-30, MKI and MiG-29 alongside the transport aircraft such as C-130J, Super Hercules and AN-32, as well as the versatile Mi-17 V-5 helicopter. The air show took place in two phases, daytime and the nighttime, aimed at testing the expressway's airstrip as a viable runway for emergency operation during conflicts or natural disasters. The National Sammelan on the Community Radio will be held on the third day of the ongoing World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. The deliberations at the event will focus on the latest trends, policies and programs aimed at empowering the individuals and enhancing their ability to engage more effectively with the local community. Meanwhile, the Minister of the State of Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, will unveil a first-of-its-kind white paper titled India's Live Events Economy, a Strategic Growth Imperative at the summit today. The white paper presents the comprehensive analysis of India's rapidly expanding live entertainment industry, highlighting the emerging trends, the growth trajectories, and the strategic recommendations for the sector's continued evolution. India's total exports have touched an all-time high of $829.9 billion in the fiscal year 2024-25, as per the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, which includes the services trade for March 2025. This marks a growth of 6.01% from the previous year's export figure of $778.1 billion. The services exports led to the surge, rising 13.6% on all-time high of $387.5 billion. India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $1.98 billion, reaching $688.13 billion in a week ending 25th of April. According to the weekly statistic supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by $2.17 billion to around $580.6 billion. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Today, host Royal Challengers Bangalore will take on the Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, Karnataka. This match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.